You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Marriage is a work in progress, isn't it? Sometimes it can feel like a climb up El Capitan. Clinical psychologist Dr. Sue Johnson is the primary developer of emotionally focused couples therapy, which is commonly called EFT. And over the past 25 years, she's trained thousands of professionals in this therapy, and it's been used by couples around the world. So she's coming to Sacramento and Davis next week. On Tuesday, she'll do a training session for professionals and then give a free public talk at 7 o'clock at the Davis Veterans Memorial Center. She's joining us by phone right now from San Diego, where she teaches. Welcome to Insight, Dr. Johnson.
Hi. Happy to be here, Beth.
Are human beings wired for the long-term bond of marriage? I always wonder.
Yes, they are. That doesn't mean that we know how to do it quite. It's really only in the last 15 years that social scientists have really started to look at love and understand exactly, have a map for love, understand what goes wrong, kind of make sense of love. You know, the book that came out last year, my book, was called Love Sense. And what I was trying to say to people is science really is starting to make sense of love. And what you can make sense of, you can shape.
So your work focuses on the attachment bond. And that's where the science is, right?
Yes, that's where the science is. It's it all started about 40 years ago with scientists inviting mothers and infants into the lab and watching them interact, watching how distressed infants get when the mother turns away, watching how infants reach for the mother and create that safe connection. And that really revolutionized our view of parenting all over the Western world. If you think about it, we understand kids' needs for closeness and support and connection in a whole different way that we did, say, 40 years ago. You know, we stay with our kids in the hospital now, for goodness sake. Well, that research around, in the 1990s, that research started to be applied to adult love, and it's really changed everything.
Which means that in studying this, tell me the kinds of things that you do from a scientific point of view, things like scanning the brain and measuring hormones. What else?
Yeah, well, we've put our latest study, which you can find if you want to have a look at it on my website. Our latest study did look at people's brains and what happens to their brains when they're scared they're going to get an electric shock when their partner's holding their hand, and we found that they could have certain kind of bonding conversations that would result in the partner holding their hand completely calming the brain, even when that brain was, you know, scared that it was going to be shocked. So that's interesting. But we also have studies that show that if you have these kind of bonding conversations, that we can help couples have them in therapy, and if they do have them, that they restore their relationship, they create more intimacy and trust, they create a much more satisfying relationship, and that now they know how to do it, you look at them years later, and that relationship is still really solid, and that is really a breakthrough, you know, to understand how to shape this loving bond that we're all looking for. That's a breakthrough.
I can imagine people listening to this conversation and shaking their head and saying, okay, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense, but I have no idea how to actually do this.
Well, that's why a couple of years ago, you know, I'm a researcher and I train professionals, but a couple of years ago, I just couldn't stand it anymore. I couldn't stand walking through the bookstore and seeing all these books on love that for me didn't really tell people just what you're talking about. So I wrote Hold Me Tight, which is taking all the conversations that we teach people how to have in therapy and sort of showing folks how to do them in their homes. And then last year, Love Sense came out, which is me saying to people, really, you don't have to just fall in and fall out of love anymore. We can understand it. After all, I mean, science has helped us understand almost everything else in our world, you know. We can understand this incredibly powerful relationship and start to really shape it. So yeah, people can learn what goes wrong, how they get stuck in negative patterns and basically scare the hell out of each other, push each other away, and they can learn how to set what they need, how to talk about their needs, and how to send those signals about those needs in a way that pulls the other person close. They can do that. We can do that.
You're listening to Dr. Sue Johnson, her work on couples' relationships from, as she's describing, the science-based evidence, has changed the field. Her books are Hold Me Tight, Seven Conversations for a Lifetime of Love, and the new book she mentioned out last year is Love Sense, the Revolutionary New Science of Romantic Relationships. So what is a cornerstone of EFT? Because the question that comes out is that is, can you really create love and trust in a therapy session?
Yes, you can. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
If you told me that 30 years ago, I would have said, well, no, what you can do in a therapy session is calm down conflict, help people understand the fights better. But what we've really started to understand from all this research into bonding and our research into helping couples create these bonds, what we've really started to understand is that conflict is the inflammation. The virus is emotional distance, emotional disconnection, which is amazingly aversive to human beings. We're bonding animals. We need that sense of emotional connection. We need to know that if we call, there's someone else on this planet who will come and respond to us. That's kind of the most basic elemental need in human beings. So, yeah, we can help people step out of conflict and understand how they push each other away, and then understand how to tune into each other emotionally and talk about their needs in a way that pulls that other person close. It's really all about emotional responsiveness and learning what your needs are and how to put them out to your partner in a clear way, and learning how to come into this close emotional dance. You know, it's not that hard to understand. We've just missed it for centuries, that's all.
Mm.
You know, we've just missed it. We haven't taken lovers into the lab and told them to interact with each other and then tried to change it. I mean, it's like everything else in science. Until you put it under the microscope, it looks really mysterious.
Well, I've listened to a number of your videos, and one of the points you made really stuck with me, and that is that families all around the world now in time are built more on romantic love or this mystery of love, more so than ever before. And it's really risky.
Yes. And what I talk about in Love Sense is that on a very pragmatic level, we really can't afford to define romantic love as this sort of mysterious mixture of sex and sentiment. We can't afford that anymore. We can't afford to have it as a mystery, because our families, the most basic unit of our society, are now based on the affection between the partners. So if we want stable families that bring up stable, healthy kids, if we want a healthy society, it seems to me that really we have to help couples understand how to create this loving connection. And of course, you over a lifetime of relationships, you'll lose it lots of times. You'll lose that connection. The point is that what we know is that master lovers, master partners, know how to turn and recreate that emotional connection again, repair the rift in their bonds. And, you know, if you can do this, I mean, the potential is amazing to have an impact on families, on, you know, how partners bring up children, to have an impact on society.
Hmm. Well, one final note here. I know Drs. Nancy and Paul Akin are known in this area for the work, and I imagine there are quite a number of therapists who use and practice the EFT method, and you're training more of them. But there is always that question of, how do I find somebody good to help me? And a lot of time and money can be spent in a direction that doesn't end up achieving those results.
You're right. And really, the way to do that is to, we have communities and centers that are affiliated with us all over North America, and you can call the Sacramento Davis EFT community and ask how to find a therapist, or you can go onto the kind of mothership website. It's called ICEFT, the International Center for Emotion, for Excellence in Emotionally Focused Therapy, and you can go on that big website and you can look at your area and you can find a therapist that has some training in EFT. The graduate schools are teaching people how to do it now. We're training as many people as we can, you know, but in a way, couple therapy is still a new field and there's a huge demand for it. And so we're just trying to do the best we can to train mental health professionals all over North America how to do this. But you can find a therapist by calling your local center, which you'll find on the ICEFT site, by calling ICEFT, by calling Nancy and Paul, who are wonderful, wonderful clinicians.
Dr. Johnson, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
You're most, most welcome.
Dr. Sue Johnson is a clinical psychologist and a distinguished research professor at Allianz International University in San Diego. I mentioned her books. We'll attach more information to our website. And it's next Tuesday, the 20th, when she is in Sacramento and in the evening at 7 p.m. at that free public talk in Davis. There's more at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.